Me if I'd go first today, so.
Age before beauty.
Whoa! There you go.
But the funny part of it is.
You're both.
I'm about 8 months older than you.
Yeah, but she's got the beauty, not me. Oh, my. Well, I. We're sad that we, in some ways, that we finally have come to the time when it's almost time to say goodbye after these many years. But I'm just thankful for each one of you who means so much to us. And you don't know how much you mean to us. And we're going to be taking part of you back with us in our hearts. And we'll be thinking about you and praying for you very much during these coming times. I don't know how long. God will bless us. I know he'll bless us the rest of our life, keep our hand in his. But how long he'll grant us this life, it's purely in his hands. And we are grateful for his presence in our lives and our hearts while we are here. We felt called of God, led of God, rather, at a point while we were pastoring to leave the pastorate and so I believe God led us to the prison over, the old prison over at Napanock. There are two of them there now.
Just him, not me.
That's right. I spent 5 months living in the officer's quarters. I wasn't an officer, but they let me stay there while the family was still up in Seneca Falls. But during that time, looking for a place to live and looking for a place to worship and fellowship with God's people, God has had his hand in both. And he led us here to this church. It's only about 2 years. The church was only about 2 years old then. But here we found, here, well, I guess I found it with God's help because the family was still in Seneca Falls. And we found a people here that rejoiced in God's presence and loved God and loved each other. And it was her first full-time pastor, Brother Worth, God bless him. We went to school with his son, and his son was pastoring before Brother Worth was. Brother Worth started pastoring at the age of 65. Started pastoring, and I think he had about 25 years of ministry in one form or another. He lived to be 100 years old.
Wow.
He didn't have a formal education, college, or any of that. But I'll tell you, he had a pastor's heart. and he had a passion for souls. And he shared how God was working in his personal evangelism, the personal sharing of the gospel. And it was a challenge to my heart to have a man like that be sharing the gospel so easily and, well, so freely. And he had a people that followed him. And here we are today. My wife will be going into more of this, I'm sure. But just jumping up to the future here, to the present. And here we have a people that love God. We have a godly pastor and his wife who are giving us the leadership we need. And I just believe that wonderful things are in store. I look around and I see faces that God has brought in, people who have become involved in the church rather recently, in my terms, I'm thinking. But people who love the Lord, and I tell you, there is a bond that exists between the people of God that the devil can't break. And I'm so thankful that it's here among us, that God is here, and God is blessing our hearts together. And some things, and I do want to thank the Lord for the years that we've been able to spend here, and opportunities for service in different ways, and the blessings that have been poured out upon us by the grace of God, and the way He's used so many of you to bless us in so many, many ways. In the present, recently, and down through the years, it's meant so much to us. And I just want to share this one, probably close with this little poem that says things probably a little better, much better than we could. As the years pass by, it is easier to see who the special people are in our life, our lives. It's easier to realize what is important, what matters, who matters. Please know, dear friends, that you are very important and you matter very much to us. As we journey along the path of our life, sharing some steps along the way with you, we are touched by your kindness. We are warmed by your caring. And we are blessed by your friendship. Today and every day, you deserve to be touched with the treasures of life's precious gifts. You deserve to be blessed with the goodness of friends, the generosity of love, and graces from God. May all your days be as special as you are to Edith and myself. God bless you, each one.
Easy.
Whoops.
I have long notes.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I remember, you know, it's one thing about growing older, you don't remember where you left your comb or what you were in the middle of doing yesterday or even today, but you do remember way back when. And it's wonderful that God allows us to do that, because our memories are, they're what keep us going so often. I'm not going to sing that. Seriously, Friday, May the 1st, 1965, we left Seneca Falls, packed everything that we had on the back of a flatbed truck. We couldn't afford a moving van, but some friends from the church found a couple of gentlemen who brought their flatbed truck and stuffed all our things on it and tied them down. And Al Ronk never got over teasing us about that, because that flatbed, he was the farmer, and that flatbed truck was the one that the fellas hauled bags of manure on. And that's what brought our furniture down here to Top of Shaft Road, ladies. And on Sunday, May the 3rd, first Sunday that we came as a family to sit together in a pew just about where Doug is now. And we began our worship and our relationship with I promised myself I wouldn't do this. Lord, I asked you to help me too. But as we left that service, I remember it was Al Ronk and Bill Plass made a stop in the middle of that center aisle. They said, wait, we're not done yet. And from the back came a gentleman and some ladies from the church carrying boxes of stuff. And what they were doing was giving us a pounding. Now, that's an old-fashioned thing that doesn't seem to happen in our churches anymore, which is a very sad thing, because it was a way of, we always gave the pastor, perhaps at Christmas, perhaps as they first came, we gave them a pounding, which meant that they brought in things that they knew we needed and did not have at that point in our life. Most of it was food. I remember a great big canned ham. But that's a wonderful thing to do, people. I'll put a bug in your ear. When you think the pastor's looking discouraged, give him a pounding. Okay. But it was an old-fashioned thing, but it hasn't gone out of style. So you could start up the poundings again. Let's see. I think if you do your math, we find that we've been here 48 years, not 40. But we won't argue that. You don't have to take that back. We'll keep it. We came here, and there was Pastor Ollie Worth. And then we had, he was followed by Reverend Lindemann, I think. Check my notes. Yes. Right. And then we had a wee Scots fella, Reverend Emmett. I don't know if any of you remember any of these pastors, but then after him came Reverend Troffer, and then we had Pastor Nancy and Frank. So you'd put all those years, and I could stand here. I hope you brought your lunches. I'm going to bring you from our first beginning in 1965 to 2013. Are you ready? I wouldn't dare. I'm already getting a look from the pastor. You'll be very careful, folks. Your pastor is very intuitive, and he may surprise you. I know that any time I get anywhere near this man, I hear him saying, "Here comes trouble."
You're right, yes.
But I guess I want to not say goodbye. I want to say thank you to all of you who have been such a part of our lives. And I have memories of very precious ones who've gone to meet the Lord. Yeah. Some of them moved away. We had some military folks, some Air Force base here at one time, and they were sent off to other areas. This has been a blessed church. Mm-hmm. We've been down, but we get back up.
That's right.
And then turn around, and sometimes we're back down again for one reason or another. But God always holds together a core of his people who come together, I think, in a more meaningful, wonderful way because of the downtimes. You learn that we can't depend on human beings, but we can depend on our Heavenly Father. And I also have a reading I'd like to give you. It says, we keep our memories tucked within our hearts. Inside our hearts, there is this little place. It keeps us warm. It keeps us sane. It is our sunshine on rainy days. This is the place where we have stored away each memory we have shared and all the wonderful thoughts we think of you, our church family and friends. So no matter where you are or how far away we go, we will keep you close to us, and our hearts will be filled with happiness always. We may be gone, but we don't forget. Might forget what happened yesterday. But we're not going to forget our 48 years in the New Paltz Church of the Nazarene. Mm-hmm. And we're going to try to sing our testimony.
We?
Yeah, we.
Uh-oh.
We're a team. We either rise together or we sink together.
Oh, my.
And sink together.
I liked how Don was shaking his head when Edith read Losing Our Minds.
It's telling.
What are you doing now?
When you said
keep some degree.
Oh.
Well, yes, you want to sing from down there? That's fine.
Hey, the way we sing, it doesn't much matter.
Oh, stop. You're good no matter where you are. I know that.
Start us on the right key.
All right, well, we'll try. All right, you got to have a microphone now, or two. Is that good?
I spit it and I didn't hear anything.
Oh,
boy. No.
Use this one.
Okay. Oh, I like red.
You like red? I knew that. I knew that.
Thank you very, very, very much. Oh.
Yes. Whoa.
No question.
No question.
Got it.
Okay. So did everybody else.
Yeah, well, we tried to be suave and say modern.
Oh, you're fine right there. You can tell we don't do this very often. We'd rather have Jesus than silver or gold. We'd rather be his than have riches untold. We'd rather have Jesus than houses or lands. We'd rather be led by his nail-pierced hand. We'd rather have Jesus than man's applause. We'd rather be faithful to his dear cause. We'd rather have Jesus than wither or fade. We'd rather be true to his holy name. 'Cause he's fairer than the lilies of rarest bloom. He appease all the hungry spirit's needs. We'd rather have Jesus and let him lead than to be the king and queen of a vast domain. And we have instruments Jesus than anything this world affords today. And that's just while we're here. But we have waiting for us something even more wonderful. There waits for us a glad tomorrow, where gates of pearls swing open wide. And where the road of past is full of sorrow, we'll camp upon the other side. God only knows just where and when that the wheels of mortal life shall all stand still, and we shall go to dream on the silent hill. Someday lifted, and all the night of gloomy past, and all of spirits will be lifted, the day of rest shall dawn at last. Our prayer is that we'll see all of our New Paltz Church of the Nazarene people.
Amen.
Join us,
yes,
on Zion's Hill to the glory of God.
Singing
and
God's
again,
praises.
Thank you for being
thank
here
you
for
so
us.
Yes.
For sharing our good times, for being with us in our difficult times. And, well, again, we're not saying goodbye.
No.
We're saying thank you.
Amen.
Thank you, Pastor.
Thank you.
Oh, yeah. See this finger? See where it's pointing? Because the rest of you are going to have to carry on these hugs. We got a good thing going. Don't let it stop.
Amen.